On today's program, it's a joy to have as my special guest, Lauren Lane Powell. She's here to talk about her book, Holy Shift, Everything's a Gift, a Spirit-Led Journey Through Illness to Wellness. I'm Richard Brendan, and the conversation begins now. Welcome to the program. Lauren Lane Powell happened to be one of our presenters at our last Walk the Talk, which was at the Buskirk Chumley in Bloomington, Indiana. And she was powerful. Lauren Lane Powell is an expert vocal coach, recording artist, keynote speaker, and author of the book Holy Shift, Everything's a Gift. She's been featured in Bloom Magazine, New Horizons, and the Daily Word Magazine. She's co-director of Threshold Choir in Bloomington, Indiana, and is a contributor to the International Threshold Choir newsletter. Lauren has traveled extensively throughout the United States and Puerto Rico, facilitating her Sing for Your Soul in Harmonies of Healing workshops, where her motto is, if you can laugh, you can sing. Well, now she's facing her greatest challenge, and she's here to talk about that right now. Lauren, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I had the joy and privilege of hearing your story on stage at the Buskirk Chumley in Bloomington not that long ago, and very powerful. Of course, Steve Ross and I also heard it when you auditioned, and it touched our hearts. I've known you, I think we met many years ago through Unity somehow, and then I've known of you and kept track of you over the years. But what I lost track of was this journey you've been on with cancer and such. And so the subtitle of your book is A Spirit-Led Journey Through Illness to Wellness. The foreword was written by Frances Key, and I want to read just a sentence in here. She says, Lauren graciously gives us a behind-the-scenes look at how she consciously chooses to apply spiritual principles to a potentially devastating set of circumstances. That really kind of sets the stage for what I want to share, what you share with my listeners today, because it's so easy to talk about spiritual principles when everything's going great. It's another thing to talk about them and apply them and model them when things aren't so great. So where would you like to start with this story that's well documented in your book, Holy Shift?
Well, perhaps before the diagnosis.
Okay.
I was, we had met when I was kind of spreading my wings, going around Indiana, working at doing either private lessons or concerts, and at the very least, music in the Unity churches.
Yes.
I don't believe when you and I had met that I was giving the Sunday service as a minister yet, or as a lay minister.
Right. That's
that
right.
Came very shortly after, and that pretty much launched a 12-and-a-half-year tour, basically. Mm-hmm. I was on the road 3 weeks every month. I was at home a week a month.
Wow.
And that served as a wonderful balance because I loved absolutely everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching the world how to sing. I was using my music. My name was getting known. I was introducing sound healing to people for the first time. Now it's more socially acceptable, more medicinally acceptable, because
yes,
it's been out for a while.
Exactly.
But in using the human voice and in reminding myself all the time how good it feels to sing and how much we need to be able to use our voice to express ourselves and then to heal. Then in 2012, that part of the journey began when I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So that 7 years now, almost 7 years, has been a very interesting one in that all the stuff I learned through those 12 years on the road, because I was traveling to Unity churches and just gleaning whatever education I could, wherever
mm-hmm.
I could,
mm-hmm.
I had the tools now to use to apply to what came next.
How old were you when you were diagnosed in 2012?
50.
And what was that like when you had a doctor look in your face and tell you that news?
Well, it was interesting because it kind of came in stages.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a naturopath, a friend of mine, a brand new friend who was housing me when I was at the Unity Church in Fort Walton Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know her before I stayed at her home.
Yeah.
She recommended, because of a bout of indigestion I hadn't been able to get rid of since January, that I might want to see her naturopath. And he was only $50, so at that time that was a real affordable thing. And he took all kinds of natural tests and pretty much alleviated any of my fears of anything other than real bad indigestion. But then he said, well, there's a lab right down the road that's really inexpensive that will rule out ovarian cancer.
Yeah.
Why don't you go take that? I went, oh, okay. That was the first I ever heard about it. Rule out. Well, that's, I like ruling out. Okay, let's go take it and rule it out. And that was also another $50, thank God, because I was so broke then.
Yeah.
I had been working all my life at becoming an overnight success and never quite got it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I was making went right back into the business again.
Mm-hmm.
So with that news, I waited a couple of days until the test came back, and the same wonderful naturopath, Dr. Hendricks, called me back and said, I need you to come down and see me. I said, it's nothing you can tell me over the phone, huh? So I brought my new friend who was having me stay at her house with me as moral support and cried for about half an hour before I even called my mom. I wanted to reframe it. I needed to rename it immediately. And I don't want to ever claim anything and call it mine, even though it might be in my body. So the first question I said was, well, how can I even tell my mom that? Oh, my God, you know, tell her you get to heal. You get to heal from ovarian cancer. You get to heal. And that's how things started to shift.
Shift in what way?
Well, in knowing that changing the way things sound and feel coming out of my mouth and written on the page does indeed change the energy around that, whatever that is.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was able to then take that, run with it, and apply it in every way I possibly could.
Yeah.
And especially now, I'm dancing with dying deliciously. What a wonderful play on alliterative words, you know?
Say that again slowly.
I'm dancing with dying deliciously. I want to die deliciously. Show me what that means. Show me what that looks like. Because obviously after 7 years of dancing, of playing, of dieting, of all the modalities that I grabbed onto and did apply very religiously, pun intended, when all of those seers said that I see you cancer-free, and God has your back and you're healed, when all of those wonderful people are not correct, and I still feel something in my body that's moving that I get to look at painfully and say, this might be the beginning of the end.
Was that,
I have to work with it differently.
Was that hard for you to accept? Or maybe I should ask, was it hard for many of your friends to accept?
I think it's harder for them because they don't want to let me go.
Yeah.
I know where I'm headed. I know where I'm headed. I know I get to see my mom and dad again. I know that there's not going to be any pain when I'm on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting there that kind of scares me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The pain that might be involved in the situations and all that stuff.
What are the doctors telling you now?
Not much, because I just had my CAT scan on Tuesday.
Okay.
That's 2 days ago.
All right.
So I'm waiting to hear the latest news about where it is, where it's moved to.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was hospitalized right before the talk, it was discovered that there was some restriction in one of the ducts going from my pancreas gallbladder out. And that restriction was caused by a new little tumor. And they did go in and put a metal stent in there when I was there for 5 days. And the pain has not abated, which is so interesting. Because they kept moving my meds this way and this way and this way. And it's pretty consistent. It's kind of a dull thud until it really breaks through when it's time for another big pill.
Yeah, a big pill, yeah.
dancing with this is so curious because I find myself sleeping a lot, which is nice because I'm able to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I really relish crawling into bed and not feeling pain because I know I'm going to be asleep. But I'm also coming to know that it's not just for, I said in the talk, one of my awarenesses was that perhaps pain was for other people to be able to let them go.
Mm-hmm.
For my loved ones to see me in pain, they just assume me be on the other side and see me suffer.
Yeah.
Perhaps for me too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, 6 or 7 weeks of pain has got me really interested.
Mm-hmm.
And curious about how much more willing I am to cross over sooner than later because of the discomfort.
I've heard that from many people who find themselves in similar situations. It gets to the point where I heard one guy say he's just tired of being tired or tired of being sick.
Yeah.
And because of your career that you had, you did travel a lot. You were very involved in a lot of churches, a lot of people's lives. You were out there doing it. And so to get to the point now where your body is really forcing you to slow down and even sleep more, mm-hmm. I bet that was challenging for you.
Well, it has been in the past, but when I was healing from cancer dance number one with all the surgeries
yeah.
that I went through, I kind of got good practice
mm-hmm.
then. So
mm-hmm.
this is not nearly as bad. I don't have a colostomy now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in about the same level of pain, come to think of it. And sleep helps a lot. But this time, it's not about healing,
mm-hmm.
which is the holy shift.
Yeah.
This time it's about allowing myself, finding a way to be as comfortable as I can be until I'm not in my body anymore.
Yeah. There's a love story I want you to share, and it's with Phil, your best friend, your lover, your partner, your gardener. You have a lot of descriptions for this man. I have met him. I look into his eyes, and I see such a beautiful soul. And he's been with you every step of the way.
Yep. Thank God for Phil because he is very practical, pragmatic, in such a wonderfully unromantic sense.
Yeah.
And it's so refreshing, truly refreshing,
mm-hmm.
to have someone say, well, honey, you've had a good run with it. You know, you beat it for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you want for nothing kind of thing? We're all going to go, you know, and he's still not convinced that I'm going to go first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we mm-hmm. talk about it openly and almost tongue-in-cheek, like Abraham Hicks calls it croaking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, what happens then? Well, gee, honey, you're going to have a lot of my stuff to get rid of and go through if I don't help you out first, you know? So, yeah, it's about being in the moment, spending what time we can together, and talking about the inevitable.
Keeping the communication lines open.
Absolutely.
And
it's interesting that today, mm-hmm. today, we are dealing with the death of one of our favorite kitty cats.
Oh.
Sammy was falling over. We knew it was time to take him in.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's so interesting. So interesting, this wonderful dance with death.
Well, it is. And you know, with the work that I do, I'm gratified when it comes out of the closet. People allow death to come out of the closet because death is with us since our birth. And
absolutely.
It's the one thing we all have in common. And yet still, probably more in this country than other cultures, it's still a topic we don't like to talk about, which is why I have been so blessed by you and how you are, as you say, dancing with dying deliciously, and how you were able to get on that stage at the Buskirk and share your story and with such courage, and how God gave you someone like Phil also who could handle it the way he has.
Yeah.
And be so supportive
and so
loving. Where did you guys meet?
In South Bend, Indiana.
Ah.
We both were, we grew up there, both of us. I was born and raised there. Mm-hmm. He moved there when he was about 7 from Kokomo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our families have been there forever. We met through mutual friends, and mm-hmm. we've been in love since 91.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful relationship. I've witnessed that. I got to ask you, when you guys connected, when and how did you know that each other was the one?
Well, it was interesting because I was going through someone that wasn't the one. And was basically pushed into Phil's arms, almost, literally, almost, not quite.
Oh, wow,
but
okay.
But I was convalescing, yeah. crying on this wonderful man's shoulder. It was completely platonic. Phil had cats.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed his energy. He was really close to IUSD where I was studying. I was mm-hmm. in my last semester of finals. The guy I was with was badgering me about the three cats that we had. He was on my case all the time. He wouldn't let me study. It was just very strange. Toxic relationship. And while I was sitting at Phil's desk writing ferociously about what the perfect man for me was, and it wasn't the guy I was with,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden I realized it was Phil.
Mm.
Oh, this is something we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, we finished.
Yeah.
Because on the top of my list was cat lover.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, not a cat tolerator.
Does not work.
I needed a cat lover, and it was as if he raised his hand and says, "I'm right here."
Yeah, someone said there's always a Mr. Right now and then a Mr. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've been together ever since.
What you're learning and what you're modeling also is the ultimate of letting go, isn't it? You've learned and are learning a lot about surrender. And releasing control.
Well, and I wish that were translating more into my stuff that I'm looking around saying, God, I've got to get rid of that before, you know? And it might still. I might still get a big run of energy that I can do just that.
Uh-huh.
Last November, it really gave me great joy to give a bunch of stuff away to a bunch of friends while I was still feeling good.
I want to read something you wrote. It's early in your book. And by the way, I encourage our listeners to get a copy of this book. It's also filled with a lot of beautiful, touching letters, photos, a lot of photos. I was blessed by that as well. But it's called Spiritual Tool Releasing Control. And you write, "Sweet Spirit, I am conditioned to having my life lined up months in advance. Sweet Spirit, I know where I will be, when I will be there, and what I will do there up until now. Sweet, sweet spirit, I choose now to trust. I don't know exactly what that means. Show me. Show me how it feels to let go of all control and trust in divine protection. Show me how to love, not knowing what is coming next. Show me how, sweet spirit, show me how." I want to ask you, because of your background and even my background, sometimes we New Thought type people and law of attraction and all of that, we kind of name it, claim it, and are always careful about, you know, the words we use. And sometimes seeing what we don't get is a defeat. I've actually seen people treat others that way. Are you seeing more of a maturity, a spiritual maturity, in what I would call the New Thought movement?
Thank God, yes.
Okay.
But I don't know whether it's just my maturity, because what I do see are new seekers finding unity, finding New Thought, and going through the same growing pains that I did when I thought that it was only my thoughts that created everything.
Yeah.
When I was misguided to believe that the way I believed was the only reason that my body felt this way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was angry at my mom for being in pain for a long time once mm-hmm. I found unity mm-hmm. because I knew it was all about what she was thinking
mm-hmm.
or feeling wrong or not letting go over all the cat phrases that we first learn
right.
when we're seeking spirituality.
Right.
And I came very close to spiritual bypass. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, there mm-hmm. is no spiritual bypass. I mean, I'm sorry. I came very close to spiritual malpractice.
Mm-hmm.
because I was espousing what I only had learned for that length of time, which may be the first couple of years of my seeking. And had I stopped there, I would really be stuck with where I am now.
Right.
But because I continued and asked questions and read more books and discerned myself and meditated on and lived with, and, you know, being on the road for 12 and a half years really gave me time, energy, effort, space to play with these concepts.
Mm-hmm.
So I would spend a month or two on a single word, stretching and flexibility. What does it truly mean? Well, I know obviously it's yoga and my body, but there's so much more than that. So I would morph into other kinds of meanings behind stretching and flexibility, and then this would come. And so I had so much wonderful time to spend with discerning what these spiritual terms and education meant to me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Before I got sick.
Mm-hmm.
What a godsend.
Absolutely.
So when I heard, congratulations, you've graduated, I knew exactly what that meant.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've been practicing this stuff.
Hmm.
Now I really have something to play with.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Wow.
What have you been learning about God's love?
And never ending. My daddy keeps coming back over and over again to me when I see the fall leaves,
mm-hmm.
and I start bitching about how cold and rainy it's getting. He says, yeah, but look at the colors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the one that said early on that there's always something to be grateful for.
Yeah.
And he was dying completely paralyzed from multiple systems atrophy.
Yeah.
I heard myself think, I swear to God, heard myself think, how do you like the now moment now, Daddy? Because he and I, when he was able to speak well,
mm-hmm.
would go around and around about that. Isn't there a time, Daddy, when I could escape in a meditation not to be in the here and now,
mm-hmm.
when things are so bad that I can do something else?
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, there's always something to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
So on his frickin' deathbed,
mm-hmm.
I thought, to myself, I thought, how do you like the now moment now, Daddy? And I swear to God, Richard, I heard him think back. The sky is still blue. The sun is still bright. The grass is still green.
Hmm.
There's always something to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
I said, son of a bitch, you got me.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I'm sitting in that chair, thinking I'm in pain, wondering how much longer I've got on this planet,
mm-hmm.
and I look out the window and this bright gold leaves that are hanging on for dear life through all this rain glimmer at me right behind a huge burning bush that's bright red.
Hmm.
Like, okay, Daddy, I got it.
Hmm. Last time we actually had a conversation, because even with the Buskirk Chumley, it's a very busy evening with all the speakers and the crowd and the photos afterwards.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But you were still taking an experimental drug.
Yes.
Are you about through with that now?
Oh, they stopped me from taking that when they learned that it hadn't done any good at all.
Okay.
Except make my hair nice and thick and curly.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
And that it did.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for that.
Absolutely, because in this book there's photos of you not having that. And actually, what was the lowest you weighed at your lowest point physically?
89
pounds, yeah. Yeah, this book is such an inspiration. It's beautifully written, but it's like a gift book. There's all kinds of, I'll use the word delicious again, items and things to read that are very, very heart-touching. How do you respond when people say, where are you finding the consistent courage to handle this in the way you're handling it?
I would first tell them that there's no such thing as consistent courage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's more like a moment at a time.
Yeah.
And when someone's going through this themselves,
mm-hmm.
it's different being on the inside,
mm-hmm.
because all we all we have to deal with, literally all we have to deal with, is where we are, mm-hmm. whether it's healing or dying. Sometimes no in between.
Yeah.
Either one. And that's all we have to heal, have to deal with at the time. Our loved ones have to make sure we're comfortable, mm-hmm. are worried about our pain level, mm-hmm. are worried about how long we have, mm-hmm. are worried about all kinds of things that are going to go on after I'm gone.
Yeah.
It's so incredibly different for the ones staying behind. Mm-hmm. And from where I am, I get to honor that as best I can. I don't even know how that looks. That's when I go within and ask Spirit, how do I honor mm-hmm. where my beloveds are mm-hmm. with this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. are they willing and ready and able to talk about it? Is it my place to stir things up, or, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it really is.
Well, it sounds like with your husband you can talk about it. You have that
yes.
open communication. But you're right. With others, you really don't know. Sometimes people just don't know what to say also.
Well, and that's why part of my dance now is mm-hmm. to invite people to be open with it.
Yeah.
You know, I know it scares you to think about losing me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one mm-hmm. gal at our song circle, bless her heart, I knew she was bereft. I knew she was upset. I had a feeling it was because I was dying. And I went point blank, I asked her, I said, are you having a hard time with what's going on with me? And she kind of said, well, yeah. And I said, let's get together and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's plan on you know, meeting somewhere for lunch or something and talk about it, cry about it. Let's hug each other. I know it sucks, but we need to get this up and out of our bodies. And I'm right there with you. Let's do it together.
Mm-hmm. This book, there is also a Chance to Heal CD.
Yes.
Downloads, divine downloads that you have received over the years. There's 14 of them on this CD. Do you want to talk about the CD a little bit and perhaps even some of the chants? Because we'll play some of those later in the show.
Oh, awesome. Actually, the CD only comes when you order the books from me.
Okay.
Because Amazon does not have the CD.
Okay.
So but the next best thing that Amazon does have that I think is even better, believe it or not,
yeah.
is the ebook.
Okay.
The ebook has at least two or three tracks to music,
mm-hmm.
all three, in mm-hmm. every single chapter. There's at least two songs each chapter.
Awesome.
So the music that came through were some of the songs that I had already either heard and loved, like my sister's Holy Spirit, the first one of the
mm-hmm.
track.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, the first track of the CD.
Yeah.
When she put together her Inspire Me CD, all around the Course in Miracles, I fell in love with her music all over again when I helped her create that and arrange. So I knew when I was going through the actual chemo rip itself as it was entering my body, that I needed to stay focused and meditative. And I wanted to go through a journey with that hour and a half sometimes, depending on what meds I'm getting,
mm-hmm.
with the music itself. And Holy Spirit, the one my sister sings first, a cappella, took me on accepting what Spirit guided me to do. Holy Spirit, be my guide. It's right from the Course in Miracles, and it sets the stage for me surrendering and releasing and now accepting what's next. Then as the songs progress, they take me through deep forgiveness, a deeper layer of surrender, through recognizing that even the good souls that were sacrificing their lives for my behalf, you've heard that before, right?
Right.
Well, the word sacrifice means to be made sacred. So my good selves are being made sacred on my behalf for my best health. So it took me through the sacredness of appreciating my body for doing its wonderful work and to accept the medicine as medicine instead of the poison in the bag because it's marked poison.
Yeah.
It really is Mark's voice.
Yeah, you mentioned that on stage too, and as much as I'm around that as a hospice chaplain, it really hit me in a different way this time. It's that we're pumping poison in our body.
Exactly. Yeah. And as much that way, and the doctors and nurses all dress up in their hazmat suits.
Yeah.
It's freaky.
Yeah, yeah.
A gal had to take my blood yesterday from a porch, and she had all kinds of regalia. And it was because she was the only one that could do this particular sport, mm-hmm. and she was 7 months pregnant, and she really wanted to protect herself. I was like, oh, my God. It's because I'm on chemo.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, holy shift.
Holy shift. Living the life that you've had and the travel you've had and the great love that you've had and still have, but embracing your mortality now, unlike so many others, because you're very aware of your mortality, what would you like to share with our listeners today about how perhaps maybe they should be living their life, tweaking their life a bit?
Maybe, but again, that's easier said than done. I heard a wonderful meditation that I know they meant well,
mm-hmm.
but what they said about prioritizing was, pretend it's your last day on Earth. What would you do differently? And it's like, well, it sure ain't working. It's not going to be prioritizing what I need to get done.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you know? Mm-hmm. And it really hit me that even pretending as if I'm going to die and practicing and all the wonderful death opportunities that are out there, we never really know until we're faced with it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But by watching or dancing with someone else as they go through their own dance,
mm-hmm.
and then thinking, huh, I wonder how that would apply if I were the one in those shoes.
Yeah.
Or I wonder what I would do if I were in Phil's shoes. Perhaps just the inspiration of a role model or not,
mm-hmm.
is the last living legacy one can, I guess, hope to leave,
mm-hmm.
is just to stay open to all experiences and ask consistently, show me what's in this for me. Show me what I'm getting out of this. Show me what I can now do with it.
Yeah. And as you are, in your own way, and it changes from moment to moment, day to day, you're still dancing.
Amen.
Amen.
And when I'm not anymore, I'll be singing another song.
That's right, as we all will one day. Let's talk about where people can get this book, then. Give your website information. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
To get it from me,
mm-hmm.
to get the CD and the signed book,
mm-hmm.
go to LaurenLanePowell.com. Just my name, all in one, all connected. LaurenLanePowell.com. www.LaurenLanePowell.com.
Awesome. And those of you who are listening, of course, go to my website, richardbrennan.org, and we'll have information about this interview and Lauren's website also there as well. Lauren, it's a joy, always a joy to be in your presence, first of all, because who you are, you are this light, and you're a joy to be around. You're also modeling something that is very, very touching for me, for everyone who's known you. I admire your courage, and like you say, it's moment by moment. We'll talk again here soon. I appreciate you sharing your time. Well, I appreciate you sharing your time with us today to be on the program. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I want to encourage you to visit Lauren online. Again, her website is laurenlanepowell.com. And I want to encourage you to get a copy of her book, Holy Shift, Everything's a Gift. And also with the Chance to Heal CD. The CD alone, I just find such a blessing. So what we're going to do now, and I'll take it to towards the end of the show, and then we'll have our sponsors. We're going to play as many tracks as we can off of this CD, because I have been personally blessed and have been playing this CD at home. It's called Chance to Heal. It's from Lauren Lane Powell.
Oh. Healthy are the ones who love me. Healthy are the ones I love. Healthy from within, without, below, between, and up above. Healthy is the air I breathe, and healthy is the water that I drink. Healthy is the food I eat, and healthy are the thoughts I think. Healthy are the ones who love me. Healthy are the ones I love. Healthy from within, without, below, between, and up above. Healthy from within, without, below, between, and up above. Healthy is the air I breathe, and healthy is the water that I drink. Healthy is the food I eat, and healthy are the thoughts I think. Healthy are the ones who love me. Healthy are the ones I love. Healthy from within, without, below, between, and up above. Healthy is the air I breathe, and healthy is the water that I drink. Healthy is the food I eat, and healthy are the thoughts I think. Healthy are the ones who love me. Healthy are the ones I love. Healthy from within, without, below, between, and up above. Healthy are the thoughts I think.
as I release everybody's story, as I release everybody's shame, as I release everybody's worry, I release all pain, as I release everybody's drama, as I release everybody's tears, as I release everybody's trauma, I release all fears, as I release thoughts, words, and deeds that used to serve me. I feel like I'm free, as I release, I allow the peace of God to shine.
WICR program is underwritten in part by Georgetown Natural Foods Market, located at 4375 Georgetown Road on Indy's West Side. They carry organic produce and bulk body care products such as shampoo, lotion, soaps, and shower gel. Their kitchen serves soup, sandwiches, hot entrees, and carryout food. Plus, they have a juice bar. Georgetown Natural Foods Market, located at 4375 Georgetown Road on Indy's west side. Their website is georgetownmarket.com.
Goddess Mountain Naturals crafts quality salves and balms intended to aid in healing and rejuvenation of the skin and body through properties provided by nature. The various salves help to moisturize your skin, soothe itching caused by bug bites and poison ivy. These salves have been found to ease pain from sore muscles and tendons and aid in the healing of cuts and scrapes. These are remedies that have been used for thousands of years. For more information, you can visit www.goddessmountain.com. That's goddessmountain.com.
Richard Brendan, Bringing Love to Life, is underwritten in part by Natural Awakenings magazine. Each month, Natural Awakenings takes a practical look at the latest natural approaches to nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living. The magazine also covers the products and services that support a healthy lifestyle. Natural Awakenings magazine is a free publication and can be found at most healthy lifestyle outlets. Their website is awakenindy.com.
Wellness is an active process of becoming more aware and making better choices that move you in the direction of a more successful life. Choices to eat well, move well, and think well enable your body to live well. When your spine is aligned properly, your brain and body are connected. Stillpoint Family Chiropractic is a family wellness center where we focus on your lifestyle and the impact it has on your spine, brain, and your life. Find us on Facebook at Stillpoint Family Chiropractic, or our phone number is 317-863-0365.
I want to thank Lauren Lane Powell for being on the program. You can visit her online at laurenlanepowell.com. And that is today's program. Our website is richardbrendan.org, a reminder that all shows are podcast on that site. And so for engineer Aaron Duvall and production coordinator Angel Richardson, I'm Richard Brendan. We're bringing love to life, one broadcast at a time.